Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today we're here to talk about grass-fed, free-range, all-natural, all these buzzwords that we're seeing here in the market and on our food labels. Let's really dive deep into that and let's talk about what they actually mean. So if you haven't listened to episode 121 with Kevin Curry, he decoded a few of these food labels for us. And I know many of you are so thankful to learn more about the foods that are actually healthy and which labels that, you know, we need to be considering, but also what labels food marketers are tricking us into believing are healthy. But that's why I really wanted to expand on this topic and make sure we fully understand what these labels mean, so then we can decide for ourselves what is healthiest for us, what we need to spend more money on, and what we don't need to spend as much money on. I did some research here. You're going to hear a lot of links, a lot of quotes, a lot of research that I pulled together. So this is certainly not my opinion. This is just us researching stuff and bringing you that data so you guys can make the best decision. Let's start with grass-fed. Grass-fed labels, you're going to see those on butter, ghee, cheese, beef, milk, yogurt. So anything, when you're shopping for those animal products that come from a cow, most functional medicine doctors and holistic nutritionists are all in agreement that grass-fed is the label that you want to be looking for. So again, your butter, your ghee, your cheese, your beef, your milk, and your yogurt, anything that's coming from a cow. According to Certified Humane, grass-fed means the animal ate only grass-fed for its entire life once it was weaned off its mother's milk. And according to one of the top functional medicine doctors that I follow in the industry, Dr. Mark Hyman, 3 decades of research prove that grass-fed beef is significantly healthier than grain-fed and factory farm. So grass-fed meat has a much better type of fat than grain-fed. It has more omega-3s, it has fewer omega-6. And this is important because we need to keep that proper ratio between the two, between the omega-3s and the omega-6s. But omega-6 is much easier to find in our diet than omega-3. And so when we consume too much of omega-6 compared to omega-3, our body becomes inflamed, which can cause weight gain and many, many other health issues. As you guys know, I've talked a lot on different podcasts about inflammation in your body and the harmful effects that can have on you. Also, it contains more CLA, which is a type of fatty acid that is shown to boost your metabolism and prevent cancer and disease. So grass-fed is one of those things where it makes more sense to spend the extra money. Another great thing I learned was it contains much higher levels of vitamins, minerals, and other essential nutrients. So essentially, we are what we eat, right? And so the same thing applies to animals. We are what we eat, and we are what we're eating eats, right? So if they're eating those grains, and that's what their body makeup is from grains, then that's what's going to be passed along to us. So again, when they eat more nutrition, you know, grass-fed, something natural from the earth, it's going to make their meat more nutritious. So corn and grain are not high in nutrition. So I'm just going to give you the flip side of this. If they're not being fed grass, they're being fed corn and grain. And so again, you are what you eat eats. So that cow is constantly eating corn and grain, not getting a lot of nutrients. Their meat's not going to be full of nutrients, right? But listen, there's many different seals of approval for grass-fed, but a great one to look for is from the American Grass-Fed Association label. I started buying grass-fed probably 5 to 6 years ago when I started researching nutrition a little bit more and understanding the importance of grass-fed beef and healthy chicken and good eggs and all of this stuff, right? So I have been so happy to find that like Target and Costco, even like my local Harris Teeter, where we're from, we have Harris Teeter. I feel like since I've started buying it in the span of 5 to 6 years, the price has gone down on it per pound. Now, yes, it's still going to be more than your regular meat that's non-grass-fed, but honestly, it tastes so much better. And when I cook it in the skillet with my tacos or my zucchini lasagna, I don't get a lot of like fat or grease in the pan, right? And so what that's telling me is this, it really is a better quality meat. It's leaner. And overall, those fatty acids and those omegas are right for my body. So that is one thing that I spend a lot more money on. But like I said, Costco is a big one. They come in 3-packs. So if you, you know, aren't a part of Costco, I'd seriously check that out because I am impressed with their quality of meat and their prices when you can buy in bulk. And meat is so easy to freeze and then pop out when you're ready to cook for it. All right. The second label I want to talk about is pasture raised. So pasture raised is very similar to grass fed, although it applies to poultry. So your chicken, your turkey, and your eggs. And what this means is that they were raised in a pasture where they're eating grass and insects like chicken and turkeys would in the wild, right? So again, they're eating things that they are intended to eat and nothing that's artificial or processed. Pasture-raised chicken, turkey, and eggs will also have higher levels of omega-3, will be more nutrient-dense, and actually be much tastier. I'm sure you guys can attest to this if you've ever ate eggs from maybe a friend or a neighbor or a local farm that sells them to you. They just taste so much better than what you're typically used to. And you can feel good knowing that they were raised in a more humane way. Because they weren't raised in a closed and unsanitary confinement, you'll be less likely to get food poisoning from pasture-raised food products because they haven't been exposed to that harmful bacteria or even like the antibiotics that's going into some of those chicken and turkeys to produce quicker and really to fatten them up. This is another one where I'll have to be honest, like sometimes when I'm shopping, I just do like organic or I'll just do sometimes what's on sale. I don't go for like all white eggs and I don't go for the cheapest one, but I don't always buy pasture raised either. My husband and I don't eat like a ton of eggs, but it is something that I do buy every week to have in the refrigerator. But I think this is one where you have to kind of set your budget, right? And understand how much of this am I truly eating? That's eggs. But I will say for turkey, when I'm buying ground turkey or for chicken, I am looking out for it because I have larger quantities of those types of foods into my diet than I do eggs. So I kind of balance it there where I choose to spend some more money on my good chicken and my good turkey. So guys, when shopping for chicken and eggs, you'll come across labels like cage-free and free-range. And it seems like those are, you know, more important. And that's what we just talked about, right? They're kind of like living in the land that they're supposed to. They're not living in a cage. But let's talk about that, okay? I want to make sure that we're not being tricked here because I've learned a lot on this one. So cage-free and free-range. All cage-free typically means is that they were given at least 1.5 square feet of space. Free-range is a step up from cage-free. So this means that the animals had access to go outside, although that doesn't mean they actually did go outside. All it means is that the animals had small doors available to them. And you'll see some food that have both free-range and certified humane labels on them. And that means that each bird was given at least 2 square feet of space. This doesn't really indicate anything about their diet or if they were eating insects or grass like pasture-raised. Most likely, they're still eating grain and corn. And like I said, given those antibiotics and exposed to harmful bacteria. Unfortunately, I think you have to be careful with that cage-free and free-range because most experts will agree that they're basically the same thing when it comes to nutritional value. One doesn't provide more nutritional value than the other, and it's not necessarily a label that is important to search for or pay that extra high price. But here's what you want to look for, okay? So one thing to note is that if you see omega-3 eggs, those are the best choice. And as many of us struggle to get enough omega-3 in our diets, eggs are a great choice because it's super, super high in that omega-3. And they were raised eating the right things in the right environments to be able to produce that good level of omega-3s. So when shopping for eggs, turkey, or chicken, make it simple. Look for organic or pasture raised, and ideally you want both. Okay. So organic and pasture raised. Okay. Which brings me to my next one, organic. let me just say that even though things are organic, doesn't always mean they're healthy, okay? And I'm going to dive into this a little bit, but let's talk about what organic means. So organic means that it is free of pesticides, GMOs, or antibiotics. Now, this is important because both pesticides and antibiotics wreak havoc on your gut, okay? Gut health is important. It affects so much of our body, our mood, our brain. So when you eat conventional foods, these pesticides and antibiotics will build and build in your body. They kill the good bacteria in your gut and they fuel the bad bacteria. So when you have more bad than good bacteria in your gut, it leads to inflammation, which can lead to weight gain. It can lead to a lot of other joint issues, health issues, and just not feeling your best, right? So I have a great podcast. I will link it. It talks way more into this and it's an expert, Dr. Will Cole, episode 131. So we talk about that because we go really, really into depth about inflammation in your body, what foods are causing it. And then the second podcast about your gut that I want you guys to listen to is episode 119 with Dr. Marvin Singh. And we talk about the effects that antibiotics can have, right? So not just maybe the antibiotics that you're taking over the counter, but also the antibiotics that are coming in through your food as well. I want to take a quick break from the episode and talk to you guys about our sponsor, Kettlebell Kitchen. I'm just like you guys. I have fitness goals that I want to reach, and I know my success in the gym depends mostly on my nutrition choices. But I'll be honest, between keeping up with my two small kids and running Burn Bootcamp and being on this podcast, making the time to cook healthy meals has been a huge struggle for me. And so that's why I was so excited when I discovered Kettlebell Kitchen. There's seriously no better way to make eating healthy so simple. These meals just show up at my door and all I have to do is heat them up with no work required. Now I have zero excuses to make unhealthy choices when I know I have these meals ready to eat in minutes. My personal favorite meal included in my plan is their chicken primavera over carrot noodles. What I love about Kettlebell Kitchen that they do a great job at transforming comfort food into a delicious, healthy meal. On the podcast, you know I love to talk about how there is no one diet that fits all, and Kettlebell Kitchen agrees. That's why when you sign up for a meal plan, you actually get access to their in-house nutritionist who can help you create a meal plan that's right for you and for your goals. Once you're on a plan, you can continue to check back with them and discuss your results and what you guys may need to adjust as you may plateau or maybe something changes in your routine, and they are there to help you to make sure that you reach those goals. And if you count your macros, Kettlebell Kitchen is perfect for you because you can filter meals by their macro breakdown, and they make sure to tell you everything on the label about what's included in their food and the nutrition breakdown. So feed the champion in you with Kettlebell Kitchen. Go to kettlebellkitchen.com and enter code MORGAN for $25 off your first two orders for new customers. That's $25 off for your two orders at kettlebellkitchen.com, code MORGAN. Thank you guys so much, and let's get back to the podcast. As for GMOs, there's a constant debate on whether or not they affect our health. Many people argue that there has not been enough research proving that GMOs negatively affect our health. So my thoughts on this is that there hasn't been any long-term research proving that they are safe for our health. So with that being said, if I have the option to buy GMO-free, I do lean towards that, because I'm not convinced that GMO is safe, even though the studies are saying that they haven't proven to be unsafe. I'm going to err on the safer side and say I'm just going to still eliminate them from my diet when I can, because what I don't want to happen is 10 years from now, the study does come out saying that, yeah, they were bad for you. Genetically modified food is bad, but here I've been eating it all along. So again, it's more about bringing in those foods that don't need to be genetically modified, which I think really helps solve that problem. And then my last piece on the organic topic is something that I think is very confusing: organic and natural. Okay, those are not the same things. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration does not have an exact definition of what natural means. So while organic foods are heavily regulated, natural foods are not. So it takes a lot to get that organic stamp on the front of food labels. Natural, not so much. Okay. So they can trick us to think, oh, this is natural, so this must be healthy. But there's not a lot of regulation on the word natural. With that being said, they do have an unofficial policy that foods labeled as natural can't contain artificial ingredients, artificial colors, sweeteners, preservatives, additives, But it's not actually regulated. So just be careful there when you're looking at that label. Let's not confuse organic with natural. And let's really look for that seal of USDA organic, which stands for the US Food and Drug Administration. It is heavily regulated. I've learned that even through us, you know, creating supplements. All right, next one, hormone-free. All right, what does hormone-free mean and why is it important? So you're mostly going to see that label in meats, but it is illegal to give it to poultry. So when you see hormone-free on eggs or chicken, it's meaningless. They're putting that label on there because they're trying to catch your attention. There is no eggs that's going to contain hormones. So hormones are given primarily to livestock for making them gain weight faster. They also give livestock hormone to increase milk production. So more meat and more milk means more money that they can get out of that one cow. What does that mean for our health? There still isn't a super clear answer to this question, although some studies have shown that it increases our chances of cancer, especially breast cancer. And not to get too technical, but some medical experts say that these added growth hormones can bind to the hormone receptor in your body and block your natural occurring hormones from binding to them. I think that's important as we, you know, making that decision in young girls or young children even is, does it affect their hormones as well? And then even in women, any age really, is if you're going through hormonal issues, could it be that the milk that you're drinking or the cheese, if it has hormones in there, is it interfering with your body's natural receptors? It's important to note that these hormones that are given to livestock that I'm speaking about, they're synthetic. They're fake. Again, it goes back to like, do you want to put that type of stuff in your body, right? Do you want to put preservatives, fake, you know, fake hormones, fake anything really? They're not naturally going to know how to recognize that. So then what's it going to do to our health? How is it going to be confusing our body? One of the things that honestly blows my mind is that you won't see this type of stuff over in the European Union. They've banned all hormones and beef, like in Europe, Japan, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, that RBGH, which is a type of growth hormone, they don't allow it in their countries, right? And so you see like the food in other countries and they don't have to worry about nearly any of the stuff that we're talking about today, because they have such great regulations where it just can't even be an option for farmers to do this type of stuff to the animals to, you know, reproduce the food that we need. So that's one thing that can be very frustrating. Like the Food Babe, I follow her on Instagram. There's a couple other ones. They're not popping in my head right now. You know, they're on this mission really to like call out companies that create products in these other countries, but yet over in the US, they'll fill it with all the crap and all the artificial dyes and sweeteners and colors and preservatives, but yet they'll create that same product overseas, you know, over in another country, and they have to adhere to the guidelines of that country. So they still find a way to make that product over in these other countries, but yet they're still putting the crap in ours in the US. And I think that's incredibly frustrating as consumers, because I think it's all driven by money. And unfortunately, you're getting a better profit margin on when you're putting fake food and artificial stuff in your ingredients and in your food. But from a ethical standpoint, just doing the right thing, it can be frustrating when we can see those two comparisons. So anyways, I know the Food Babe, some people love her, some people hate her, but I think it's great what she's doing because she's raising awareness. And sometimes that's the only way for us to create change is to get enough people fired up about it. And she is backed by research. I don't want to go on a tangent there, but that's how I feel about, you know, some of these regulations in the US. I just think it's really unfair. And I think we still have a long way to go to protect our health here in the United States. All right. So last one, vegetarian. Vegetarian is also another thing that's kind of meaningless when you're shopping for animal products. So when you hear vegetarian, that sounds super healthy, and we automatically assume the animals were on a vegetarian diet. But what we forget is that grains and corn are vegetarian, right? That's not meat. So it's the exact same diet that conventional animal products are eating that we want to stay away from, right? So still sticking to that grass-fed, pasture-raised, organic foods really is what's best for us. But listen, you guys, I get it. Like, you have to, food can be expensive. And at the end of the day, we have budgets that we have to place on our grocery bills. And so I think for me, it's kind of learning which ones it's important to, that's what I loved about Kevin Curry's podcast, was really just breaking it down on what is the most important. But step one is just getting the right foods in your diet. Step two is then making sure that those labels don't contain foods that are going to have more harmful effects on you long term. And then step three is kind of those hacks of how can I shop smarter? You know, where can I find better products? Costco's a big one for me. And just really kind of shopping the market and seeing where you can save money. I think online shopping now is a huge convenience for us. And that means you don't have to go to four different grocery stores. You can kind of have everything coming to your house at good quality and at good pricing. Like, it's definitely worth that investment of researching where it is you should go to shop. So guys, that's it. That's all that I have for us today. I just really wanted to educate you and empower you to make the right choices for you and for your body and for your families that you're feeding, because it is hard to understand and navigate all these food labels that are thrown at us. And it seems like it is ever changing. But the biggest message that I would have is just focusing on fueling your body with the way that you want to feel. And so spending a little bit more investment into yourself and into your food and into your health, I think, is priceless at the end of the day. So what cuts can you make here and there to make sure you're eating quality meat and eating quality eggs and eating quality cheeses and stuff like that? Hope this was helpful for you guys. As always, thanks for listening to me today. Come follow me on Instagram, morgan.a.klein. And I would love for you to share what you learned in this episode, or how maybe you've switched some of your products to make sure that you and your family are getting the best options, or any hacks that you have on saving money and making sure that you're able to stay within that budget of buying quality food. Thanks again, guys. I will link a lot of this stuff in the show notes as well, so you can see where I'm getting my information. And thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells. And follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast, or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store, and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.